Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thanks, Steve. This is going to be a great show and a great podcast series. I know several people have invested a lot of time to develop this show over the past several months, and I am confident that you're going to like it. Steve and I started talking about launching a podcast about work camping several years ago after I attended my first work camper rendezvous. The passion for doing this podcast has kept growing. Lots of people dream of hopping in an RV and traveling the country, yet many of them think they must be retired first. Hundreds of thousands of people are living their dreams today by working short-term seasonal jobs while they travel. That's what work camping is all about, working and camping. You work for a few days each week, or full-time if you want to, and spend the rest of the time exploring the area you're visiting. Work camping is so much better than speeding your way through a destination area in a week. By work camping, you get to immerse yourself in the local area and the culture. You get to enjoy foods unique to that area. You also learn from locals all the fun places to visit that most tourists miss as they race on to their next destinations. Work camping also makes RVing more affordable, which is why so many people can do it long before they retire. I am the former editor-in-chief of RV Trade Digest and RV Industry News, which were monthly business magazines serving RV dealers, manufacturers, and suppliers. I held those jobs from 2000 to 2009. I loved magazines, but knew it was faster and more efficient to deliver the news online. So in 2009, I started RV Daily Report, a daily email newsletter that featured news and information about dealers, manufacturers, suppliers, campgrounds, and RV owners. I also started the RV industry's first business podcast in 2014 and continued producing at least one show a week through June of this year. By then, I had reached a point in my life where the daily deadlines were getting to be a bit too much for me to handle. That's when Steve approached me about developing a podcast for Work Camper News, and I quickly accepted. From 2014 to 2017, I lived full-time in a motorhome and toured the country interviewing business owners and industry executives, often from my mobile studio and the business's parking lots. It was during that time that I really got to know what work camping was all about. I would encounter work campers at just about every campground I stayed at during that time. As I learned more about the lifestyle, I was amazed at the number of jobs available to work campers to help support their travel dreams. That's why I think you're going to like the Work Camper Show. We're going to leverage my experience and contacts in the industry and combine it with information and tips provided by people already living the RV lifestyle to produce a show to help you hit the road faster. Each of our episodes will feature an interview with a work camper or a company that employs work campers, or someone who can offer suggestions about ways to make RVing and work camping an even more enjoyable experience. Today, for our first episode, it was only fitting that I interview Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Together, we'll outline goals for this podcast and let you know what to expect in the episodes to follow. Steve will also provide more insight about work camping and how his company can help you realize your dreams faster and more affordably than you ever thought possible. So without further delay, here's our first guest, the guy who runs the entire work camper operation, Steve Anderson. Welcome to your show, Steve. I mean, this is kind of exciting to be launching this new podcast to educate people about work camping and the opportunities that it provides. What inspired you to want to do this?
Well, hi, Greg. Yeah, it is exciting. This is our first show. And what inspired me to have the Work Camper Show was, first of all, some of it came from you, from listening to your podcasts that you've done over the years and the quality job that you've done. It's one of the reasons that I wanted to connect with you to put together the Work Camper Show. But it provides a different medium. You know, we've been here at Work Camper News, we've been publishing a newsletter magazine now for 32 years. We're very active on the internet. You know, we have a daily hotline that goes out. We have thousands of emails that go out to our membership, etc. But this is a different medium. To be able to actually listen to something while they're driving down the road or while they're riding their bicycle or taking a walk or sitting by the lake or sitting around the campfire, I really like that idea. And that was some of my inspiration in saying, Greg, let's jump in and do a podcast program and call it the Work Camper Show.
And I think that's as ideally suited for what you're doing here, because these shows will allow people to tell their own stories in their words, their way. And their passion and enthusiasm is going to come out in every interview.
Yeah, a lot better than we can do in print. And I'm not saying we're going to stop doing that, but we will continue to publish magazine and so on. But just as you know, there's something about the passion that can come out in someone's words, that can come out in the way they express their experiences. And it's just the medium is just one of the things I'm excited about. Mm-hmm. And I've had some people say, well, audio is old school. It needs to be video. But one of the things I like about the podcast is I can listen to it driving down the road. I can listen to it in my earbuds when I'm taking a walk or whatever the case might be. You don't do that with a video very well.
That's right. Exercising, commuting to and from work. Absolutely. Lots of opportunity for people to listen to audio.
Yes. So that, along with the opportunity to provide the thousands of individuals who've had positive experiences living the work camping lifestyle. And, you know, I think we'd be remiss, Greg, if we didn't explain, you know, to someone who's brand new to this, because I'm hopeful that we'll have brand new folks that are listening to the Work Camper Show, and help them understand the simple definition of work camping. Work camper is our trademark, and has been for 32 years. But a work camper is simply someone who travels in their RV and they work. Please don't make it any more difficult than that. A lot of people try to put a lot of caveats on it, saying, well, I'm a work camper because I do this, 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 and this. Okay, fine, you are. But simply, you're a work camper if you travel in an RV and you work. And that takes in a whole gambit of things that you could do as far as work is concerned, or have your own business and be classified as a work camper. I just kind of lost my train of thought. That is where I want to make sure that our listeners realize that they don't have to be thinking about any particular type of work that they would be getting involved in to think about this lifestyle. They need to start thinking about what is it that I need to be doing in order to get organized, to be able to make a transition to maybe either do this part-time, because people need to understand this doesn't have to be something you jump into full-time 12 months a year. You could do this 3 months a year. You could do it a half a year. There's lots of different agendas that people are work camping under. And yes, there are people that they sell the sticks and bricks, which is another terminology that we use for the house, the standard home that someone has, or the apartment, or whatever the case might be. They sell that sticks and bricks, and they unload all of the stuff. And I'm sure you'll hear in future presentations from work campers their stories about unloading their stuff, and they hit the road. And many of them will do this and live on the road, traveling and working as a work camper for years, with the average being about 7 years.
I think one of the biggest misconceptions for work camping is that people put the two together and that they're camping and working, which means they're only working at campgrounds. But work campers there's such a variety of things for people to do out there that don't involve working in campgrounds, that I think that's one of the things we'll really try to promote on this show, is what people are doing to finance their travel dream.
Yeah, you're right on, Greg. I know. And I think that misnomer, you know, when people, of course, our name, Work Camper, right? Well, people think camper, campground. And yes, there are thousands of opportunities working in campgrounds, working in resorts, working in Army Corps of Engineers projects, which they have a lot of campgrounds that they have around lakes that they've built. But they also have other types of opportunities working in fisheries and so on. But there's other companies that work campers work for. There's one called Amazon. Everybody's heard of them. they hire Santa's helpers each year to help with the thousands of packages that need to be taken care of during the holiday season. There's amusement park operations that utilize work campers. There's Department of Natural Resource operations in quite a few of the states around the country that utilize work campers to come in and help with, for instance, during hunting season. They'll have all the check stations where people have to have their deer, their elk tags, et cetera, verified, you know, for their hunt. One of my favorite ones to talk about is Florida's DNR. Every few years does an alligator count, and they will hire work campers to help with some of the statistical information for the alligator count. You're not actually going out there and tagging the gators and things like that, but you get involved in helping them with, you know, that project. Nonprofit operations that are out there. You know, a lot of people don't realize that there are many nonprofit operations that the only way they can function is by having individuals that they classify them as volunteers, but a work camper may come in and they provide them with a full hookup campsite for the duration that they're there. They're not paying them a salary, but in essence they are, because they're providing them with a full hookup campsite, and that's value. That means the time that you are there involved with that operation, your cost of living has been reduced because they're providing that full hookup campsite. And those that are listening to us who have been RVers know that if they've traveled much in their RV and they've stayed in campgrounds, those fees can mount up over a period of time. And so it can be a very valuable dollar value working for some of these nonprofits. One of my favorite ones I like to share about, and hopefully maybe this might be one of the interviews that we can have you do, Greg, is with the folks that run the Battery Lighthouse out in Crescent City, California. Had the opportunity to visit there this past April, and they literally hire work campers for 1 month at a time to come in and be what they call docents, to give a tour of a active working lighthouse. And you don't get paid. You actually are provided a full hookup campsite. But Greg, the campsite is under the 100-foot redwoods. It is one of the most beautiful campgrounds I've ever stayed in. And I got to tell you, it's an experience. It truly is. Something that just came up this past week, talking about different types of jobs. A lot of people know that the census is being taken as we move into 2020 here in the United States. Well, they have discovered work campers, and they are looking to hire thousands of individuals to help them with the census as we move into 2020. And so it's a more of a short-term type job, but has the potential of maybe having some longevity moving from one part of the country to another as you get experience in being a census taker. So there's lots of different types of things. I don't want people to believe that it's just one pigeonhole type of opportunity, as you started this conversation by saying it's not just campgrounds. It's not. It's an important part of work camping, and I'm not downplaying it whatsoever, because we have thousands of campgrounds out there that rely on strong work camper teams for quality operations, and we need to support them, but we also need to help people understand there's other types of opportunities.
Mm-hmm. So what can people expect in these episodes, do you think?
Well, I'm looking for some variety, and what I mean by that is I want them to experience different individuals who have come from different backgrounds and have gotten involved in this lifestyle and are able to share, hopefully with a lot of passion, about how it has benefited their life, because that's one of the things that I have heard from thousands of people. I've been involved with work campers in one way or another, now 15 years here at Work Camper News, but about 29 years total. And I have heard more times than not, individuals that have gotten into this lifestyle, most of them tell me, I wished I had done it sooner. And it's hard to explain in words what this lifestyle has done for me and what it has provided my well-being, my attitude about life. A lot of folks have told me that they feel that they will live longer because of getting into the lifestyle. So talking to those types of individuals and hearing their stories. So it's not just reading it on a piece of paper. It's not us sharing a testimony. It's the full story coming from the individuals that are actually living the lifestyle. And then you're going to do a few interviews with employers, because everyone needs to, that gets involved in work camping, they need to understand what's the employer looking for. They have to understand it is, when we talk about work, it's a job for the employer. They're hiring work campers to help them run their business. You know, a lot of times I've heard work campers say, well, this isn't a job, this is just a vacation thing I'm doing. Well, that's an attitude that we have to make sure we keep in check, because when you take a work camping opportunity for an employer, you become an important part of their team, and it is their business and their livelihood. So you are an important part of that team that's going to help that operation be successful. And so because of that, we need to make sure that we have some employers that are doing a good job of expressing what they're looking for, how they utilize work campers, how they manage work campers, what kind of benefits they have. Because as the listeners listen to these interviews, they're going to find out there is a broad array and a variety of different types of experiences out there for work campers.
I think it's important to note, too, that we are going to be focusing not just on the people who are actually work camping, but to convince people who are dreaming about this that they can do it and do it quickly. It's not something they have to have a 5-year plan to get into work camping. They could do it in 5 weeks if they really wanted to, correct?
I love it. Yes. We have an event here in Heber Springs. And by the way, for our listeners that don't know this, Heber Springs, Arkansas is the home base of Work Camper News. It is in this little town right here on Greers Ferry Lake, because this is where the couple still lives that started Work Camper News in 1987. And we have an event called Rendezvous. And Rendezvous happens in October each year. And Greg, we have individuals come to Rendezvous, and every year I'll have them tell me, they'll come up and they'll say, hi, I'm so-and-so, and we're on a 10-year plan, or we're on a 5-year plan. They've kind of scoped it out. They realize they want to do this, but to them, they have all these obstacles in place that's going to keep them from jumping into the lifestyle for that period of time. And what they learn within that period of Rendezvous, which is a week long, many of them will come up at the end of the week and say, we now know we can do this in a month. We're going home and put the house on the market. We can do this. And part of the things that they're going to learn on the Work Camper Show is we're going to be sharing a lot of those types of bits of information that's actually going to be coming from the people that have learned it and used it. And so it's not just being taught in a teaching type format. They're going to hear John and Sally talk about how they were on a 5-year plan, and then once they learn more about the lifestyle and all the different aspects and how to go about putting them in order, by putting them in order and having that knowledge, they could take action and start living this lifestyle sooner. And to me, that's exciting, because, I love seeing the light bulbs come on. I also know it means they're going to have a phenomenal, phenomenal change in their life.
Do you see the show as providing basic instruction as to what type of RV to select based on the lifestyle that they want to do, or what they need to look for when getting an RV, to even basic maintenance and things like that? Will we get into that kind of episode, those kind of topics as well?
I would say we definitely will be remiss if we don't, Greg. We need to, you know, one of the biggest questions that I have, especially during Rendezvous time, what is the best RV for a work camper? And I know there are certain ones that are not necessarily the best, but as I tell everyone, it's the one that's going to be right for you and your needs. Certain RVs, though, meet those needs better than others. One of the things that the individuals will learn about, and I believe we'll probably need to have an interview with someone who can talk about budgeting. Hopefully we'll find a work camper who has fine-tuned that concept to help people understand why it's important to set a budget and be able to function with that budget, because a big part of that budget is, what type of RV do I buy? Many people will go to an RV show, they'll fall in love with a motorhome, for instance, which may be well above the price range of where they should be purchasing, and they'll end up with a very large payment. And that means they've got that big nut they've got to crack every single month. And even though the motorhome's beautiful, it probably could have been a much cheaper purchase if they'd have gone with something a little less costly and would have allowed that nut to be smaller and allowed them to have a little more comfortable agenda meeting their budget. So yes, that's a long answer into yes, we need to talk about different types of RVs. We can talk about maintenance elements that they're going to need to be aware of. I believe we need to be interviewing work campers who have actually gone through some of the training programs that are available out there to learn how to take care of their RV. We'll most likely will bring on as a guest during one of these episodes, Terry Cooper, the Texas RV professor, because he will share with them that 80% of the items that go wrong with an RV are easy to find and easy to repair if you have the basic knowledge. And I don't know about you, but I would rather be able to be more self-sufficient and not reliant on a dealership or a maintenance individual that may be hundreds of miles away, where if I can take care of more of my maintenance of my home that I'm living in, it's a win-win.
Mm-hmm. How often will we have this show? Do you see the one or two times a week?
Well, Greg, I know a lot of that's going to be up to you because we're going to be pushing you hard to get these guys produced, but I would love to see two shows a week. I would like to have that intensity because once someone falls in love with this idea, they have a hunger. They have a passion to learn more. And the more of these interviews with work campers and employers and professionals that we can provide, the faster we're feeding that passion and we're allowing that candle to burn even brighter. And I believe that offers them the opportunity to expand and get into the lifestyle sooner. Mm-hmm. And so I'd say at least twice a week.
And my goal would be to keep the shows to about 20 to 30 minutes, long enough time for the dreamers to commute to the job that they hate, and they can learn about this new lifestyle that they'll love.
I love your verbiage there. That's good. You know, I know a lot of people are working in careers that they're not satisfied with, they're not happy with. And I want to be upfront, I think, with folks as they think about, you know, this new show that we're launching. You know, the work camper lifestyle is an opportunity for people to experience change in their life. But they also have to understand that just by changing their location, changing what they're involved in, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to make them happy. And so one of the things that we will need to talk about in one of the episodes is what creates the happiness factor as a work camper. And a lot of it comes down to attitude. And yes, like I said, many people are unhappy with their career experiences. A lot of them are just flat burned out. They're tired and they're ready for change. And change will manifest some of that happiness, but also there's still going to be work involved. And that's where people have to understand more about the employers, what they need. If we can create an educational synergy, I believe it's going to help the body of individuals that get involved in work camping have a more positive experience. I hope that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I can visualize it because I've worked with it so long. But really, I see it as a synergy where work campers that understand the need of what the employer has and employers that understand the need that the work camper has, when those two come together, we've got a team that is very viable and they work well together and there truly is a synergy.
I think a lot of people who are dreaming about getting into the RV lifestyle think that they have to save up a bunch of money to finance their experience for the next 3 to 5 to 10 years or whatever the case might be. And so they set this unrealistic goal into the future that they have to have $500,000 or $1 million in their savings account in order to do this. Because they don't understand how easy it is for people to work their way through their travel. And the work camping experience is ideal because it allows people, gives them these short-term employment opportunities in a variety of jobs so that they can work, for example, they can spend the winter in Florida, and then they can go up to Maine in the summer, and then they can go down to Texas the following winter. And it just, they can crisscross the country and live the lifestyle and live in all of these different environments and cultures while getting somebody to pay for it through work camping.
I know, it's, and you're right. They do not have to have a giant bankroll in order to get involved in this. And if they will learn the steps, the sequence of systems that are out there to get involved in the lifestyle, purchase correctly and smartly the type of equipment that they're going to utilize to live in, and if they will set their structure and their budget, they can jump into this fairly quickly and be very successful doing it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And so these are the types of things that we're going to try and help the dreamers overcome, and also people who are work camping who might be struggling in a particular area. We're going to give them ideas on how to support themselves or their families. And that's another thing that I think we really ought to talk about, Steve, is that there are a number of families who are work camping now. These are moms and dads with their kids traveling the country and road schooling their children. And I know we'll be doing some episodes on those as well to encourage these younger families to take advantage of this opportunity as well.
Absolutely. I mean, what better way to teach your children history? I mean, taking them there and showing them Mount Rushmore, taking them to Gettysburg and to the fields where the battles took place, all of those types of things, man, it makes me wish I was a kid and I had parents who were work campers, to be very honest with you, Greg.
Absolutely. I thought the same thing when I encountered my first families who were out living the lifestyle full time. I mean, they take their kids. Well, for one example, I met up with a group that was meeting in Tucson, and so they were spending the days going out into the desert to talk with the national park rangers about desert wildlife and desert plants and things like that. At night, they were going to go up to an observatory and talk with astronomers who were going to let them learn about how planets are formed and galaxies and stars and things like that, and actually look through the telescopes at all of these celestial bodies. And I mean, you just can't get that while watching a film or a video in a classroom.
Absolutely not.
And the other group that I think people often don't consider being viable are singles, especially single ladies. They're fearful or concerned about getting out there and traveling on their own. And I think we will provide them with the resources and the encouragement and the people that they can connect them to, help them understand how to do it right, and do it quickly, and live their dreams.
You know, we have a lot of singles that come to Rendezvous every year, and many of them will tell me, because they've heard it from me during our training, that fear was so involved. And I like to simply use the acronym false education appearing real. They have built up so much fear because of so much unknown about the lifestyle that it takes education to eliminate the fear. And once they take the steps to do that, and I believe this show is going to go a long ways in helping with that, I believe we're going to make some great headway in eliminating fear. I have a program that's on workcamper.com, our website, that I did a few years ago. It's called Breaking Through the Work Camping Terror Barrier. And we all have a level of which we get to with our enthusiasm, then all of a sudden we start backing up because of fear. And a lot of it has to do with our paradigms and things that we've had told to us. And as many of our listeners who are starting to dream about this are going to start talking to their friends and their family, and their family is going to say, are you nuts? You're going to sell your home and move into an RV. Mm-hmm. You're going to become a gypsy. All the different terms I've heard. And it just creates fear. Instead, what we can provide for them is education to help them take the steps to learn how to do this effectively so that we eliminate the fear. So they don't need to be afraid. And especially if you're doing this as a single individual, There's different elements there that are different as compared to when you're doing it, you know, with a partner. And so I believe we can go a long ways in helping eliminate that fear. And by hearing it from individuals that have done it, it goes even further than us talking about it, Greg. They're going to hear it right from the individuals that have had success.
That's exactly right. It's not like these guys have to reinvent the wheel every time. They can build on the foundation of people who've been doing it for decades and enter the lifestyle quickly and more effectively than they ever could if they tried to figure it out on their own.
That's right. That's right. So I'm excited for them to start experiencing our episodes. I'm excited to provide a lot of wonderful people out there that have been living the lifestyle that enjoy sharing their story. And we've encouraged people to share their stories in print, but a lot of people either won't or don't have the capability to sit down and actually feel like they can put their story into type. And this way they can just literally get on the phone and have a visit with you, just like I am today, and share their story. And you're going to be able to provide that information out to all the different listeners so they can listen, enjoy, and learn from these different folks.
Another thing that I'm really excited about is that we're going to expand the work camping concept a little bit to help people understand ways they can have a business of their own and use that to finance their travel dreams and travel lifestyle. We'll give them the tools that they need to successfully manage, market, and grow their businesses so that they aren't relying on jobs all the time.
You know, as people are going to find out, the more they spend around me and Work Camper News, it's one of my passions. I have a firm belief as an American that we've been blessed with the opportunity to be able to start a business, run a business, and we are blessed to have benefits that the federal government provides us as small business people. And I've heard literally from thousands of folks who said, oh, I don't want to do anything with a business, et cetera, et cetera. And a lot of that comes back to its fear, false education appearing real, or false education they had, they tried something, it didn't work. And so they're going to learn more, and I believe that's another area, Greg, that we need to have is interviews with small business work campers who are making it happen out there on the road. And they are earning additional income as well as providing themselves with some tax benefits that the average work camper would not have if they didn't have a small business.
I agree with that. There's a lot of things that we're going to be talking about, and I'm real excited for getting this podcast started. And I think that we're open to ideas. If people have questions as well, if they're thinking about the lifestyle or they're in the lifestyle, they'd like us to explore a particular topic, I hope they'll reach out to us and give us some suggestions of things they'd like to learn more about. It'd be more challenging for me, too, to look that stuff up and make sure that we connect them to the right people and the right resources.
Well, I don't have to tell you as a veteran podcaster, it's a task to come up with good material to create two shows a week, and we need that input from them, absolutely.
If people were interested in learning more about work camping and work camper, where could they get that?
Well, the best spot to go to is our what we call our mothership website. That is workcamper, workamper.com. And that site will provide you a lot of information about Work Camper News. It'll provide you a lot of information about work camping. We've got a lot of great material on there that's open source. I would also encourage people to consider workcamperacademy.com, which is a training site that we have. In fact, I have an entry type of presentation that's available on that for anyone to participate in. And that's workcamperacademy.com.
Very good.
Well, and I guess I'd be remiss if I didn't invite everybody to Rendezvous. We're not there yet. This should be airing, I believe, before Rendezvous. And we're going to have a Rendezvous event right here in Heber Springs, October 21st through the 25th. And we still have a few seats left. We're going to have about 250 individuals come together for a full week of education. We're going to have a lot of networking, connectivity. You're going to have the opportunity to meet with other individuals who are dreamers, other individuals who are experienced work campers. We're going to have employers there. We're actually going to have a job fair on Friday, where we have a larger number of employers come in just for the job fair. And they'll actually, you know, you may not be ready to jump into it, but it's great experience to talk to employers face to face to learn more about the types of opportunities that are out there. So I would encourage you to consider that. You can learn more about Rendezvous by going to Work Camper Event. That's workcamperevent.com.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Steve, for taking time to talk about this new project that we've launched and your vision for it. And it's exciting. It's going to be very beneficial, and it's going to help a lot of people live the life that they've always dreamed of and live it faster than they thought possible before.
You're very welcome, Greg. I'm excited for it to roll out and can't wait for the first episode to air.
Steve Anderson is one of the best business executives in the RV industry. He is a true visionary and one of the most humble business leaders I have ever met. He's always looking for ways to serve others, especially the readers and members of Work Camper News. He's not just a guy who held a couple of work camping jobs and decided to build a business around his experience. He has developed an extensive network of opportunities for people to work while they travel, and he has done so with integrity. Steve Anderson is Work Camper. You know he's successful when Work Camping, the brand he helped develop, becomes a verb used by people inside and outside the RV industry. I'd like to thank Steve for not only creating this podcast opportunity, but for being a guest on the first show. To be honest, he just scratched the surface of what his vision for this show really is. That's because Steve likes to underpromise and overdeliver. So buckle up, we're on a road to an incredible adventure. Stick with us and we'll help you see the possibilities that are abundant to enjoy a more adventurous lifestyle. The only regret you'll have is not starting the journey earlier. I welcome your comments and suggestions anytime by email at podcast@workcamper.com. You'll also find the archive of all of our shows and more useful information about work camping and how to begin your adventure at www.workcampershow.com. Thanks for listening.